This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
About halfway through Woman in Black 2, or maybe 5 minutes into it, which feels like an eternity, you start having questions. First of all, is that Anne Hathaway in the role, in the lead? And the answer is no. Where is Harry Potter? I thought he was in this. You're half right. He's in the first one, which is half decent. The Woman in Black 2 represents a very, very strange movie. It's supposedly scary, although not much happens that's scary. There's a few kids in it. Takes place in the same kind of creepy location as part one, but otherwise has nothing in common with it. It takes place in World War II, and a bunch of people have been moved from the crumbling bombings of England into the countryside, where they are now staying in an old abandoned haunted house. It's a bunch of kids and a couple school mistresses. The lead is the Anne Hathaway looking one, but it's not Anne Hathaway. She's in it. And she falls in love with a guy, supposedly, maybe, who might be a pilot. Turns out later, spoiler alert, he's not a pilot. He just goes to an airstrip because he let his buddies drown. Don't worry, he has a chance to sort of set his karmic story correct when he drowns himself in order to save the woman and the kid later. It's about as preposterous as it sounds. All of a sudden, kid's trying to drown himself. She's like, don't drown yourself. The guy jumps in the water, and then at the end they're sitting there, and the kid's like, will the evil woman come back, mama? And Anne Hathaway lookalike says no, because Harry, the pilot guy, he's up there protecting us. And then they walk away. There's a shot of the guy that she just met recently, really like a week before, and who was killed by a bunch of hands who held him underwater. Really not explained, not scary, not really, other than kids popping up once in a while to startle other kids. There's not really much scary here, although a couple of kids die, which is a weird choice in and of itself. All in all, a perplexing movie, leading to the question, which is might be asked, what is The Woman in Black 2 about? And you might say, well, it's pretty much a PG-13 horror film. So that's probably the biggest problem right there.